Okay, guys, welcome to an ICT Odyssey podcast. My name is Giacomo Medico, and today we're going to talk about blogs. Blogs is, how should I say, a useful web 2.0 tool that lets us write like a personal blog or a personal log in which we can write everything from personal information, personal thoughts. We can write about information like, let's say, cooking or music or even poetry we can write. I've seen many different podcasts that talks about from literature, from medieval literature, art, modern art, progressive rock, 70s rock, 60s rock, whatever. But as my podcast say, it's an ICT podcast that is going to talk about the use of the information communication technologies in ESL learning. And for today, I have a special guest today here at the studio. We have Diana Goncalves. She's a BA in Arts, graduated at the Universidad Central de Venezuela. Say hi to the microphone, Diana.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for inviting me.
Oh no, thanks to you. It's a pleasure to have you here today. Blogs. So tell me, Diana, what are blogs to you?
Well, Jaco, as you said, as far as I'm concerned, a blog is some sort of online journal that uses a very simple interface. So, I mean, you don't need any special knowledge of programming or web scripting, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, yes, it's like having a site, but one that is free and you can create and design easily by yourself. I mean, you need no help.
Right.
And you can regularly update it with all sort of information, as you said.
Okay.
Yep, and of course, it doesn't work with pages as a site, but rather entries, which is something really 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
like
so it's not...
It's like quite ancient. Not quite ancient, I mean, it's like a mixture of what 1.0 and 2.0. It's static and dynamic at the same time, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, as far as I know, you need to give permission if you want someone else to, how can I say, edit some content
of
in
course.
Your blog. Unless they have that permission, they can only comment. But only with that comment option, it's already very dynamic, or at least more dynamic than pages and sites used to be in the past.
Yes, of course. For those who don't know, I mean, the web 1.0, sorry, it was basically static pages where the only user that was allowed to use and manipulate information that was given to the readers or the visitors of the page was only the webmaster. So you can say right now that web 2.0 is easier for us, for the user and the creator information, to edit and share and manipulate the information itself. So on blogs, what is your opinion on them, Diana?
Well, personally, I like them as a space to share knowledge and experiences, you know?
Okay.
I mean, for free, especially for free publishing. In my personal case, as a BA in arts, I've got a blog where I publish some of my favorite works during my studies. In fact, I know about writers who, you know, tired of going after publishers for every single poem or essay they write. I mean, they simply share them with the world through blogging. That simple.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think nowadays it's also a very important medium to express your, you know, personal and political opinions, because I mean, it promotes free speech in a certain manner, and, you know, free information sharing.
Yes, of course. I mean, blogs give you this sort of liberty, as you say, that allows us to speak whatever topic we want. I mean, I have a friend that has a blog where she writes her stories. I mean, she writes science fiction, fantasy novels. And she has like a certain fan base. I mean, by fan base, I mean people who follows her blog and follow her entries that she posts on her blog. And it's sort of a free publicity. I mean, it lets us to make a basic startup for writers and for journalists to start with. So, on the educational part, Diana, how do you see blogs as a Web 2.0 tool for education?
Well, I think blogs are very useful, and I mean, many experts believe so. Of course, personally, as a teacher, I've never used blogging. But I mean, it's clear that they are useful for students and for teachers, especially when you're learning a language. I mean, as a teacher, you could use the blog to publish, for example, the syllabus, or lots of extra materials for your students to read. And, you know, this stimulates further reading practice, and online environment our students are used to live in, you know?
Okay.
And, I mean, even through the option of commenting, they have the chance to share their thoughts and practice their writing skills, because, I mean, assuming they're going to use the target language.
Okay, so you think that blogs are a good tool for the developing of the writing and reading skills?
Particularly those skills, yeah.
Okay. Okay, think of something, like, let's say, in case you're a teacher, right?
And yep.
Let's say that they make you, you have to make an English program for, I don't know, high school. And you want to be, like, very spontaneous, very creative. And you want to use blogs in, let's say, in a school or an institute. How would you apply them for your day-to-day activity? I mean, for homework or for a special assignment?
Well, I mean, I could tell you how I would use it as part of my lesson planning.
Okay.
Not particularly as, I mean, designing a program, because, you know, designing a program is kind of different.
Alright.
But, I mean, as a teacher recently introduced in this world, I must confess that blogging is not one of my favorite to use for a class.
How so?
And, I mean, the main reason is because it's public, and most students, as well as myself, I must, confess, prefer to work in private, at least at first, you know, when you are just using the internet to share this kind of, your work.
Okay.
However, I would definitely use blogs as part of a classroom project, for example, to show the results of some problem-solving activities, the blogs would be good.
Okay.
For example, I mean, students could publish the outcome of a project based on how to solve environmental problems in their country.
Alrighty.
They could not only publish the results, but also the process of this project.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
That's the way I would choose. Now, if the students feel comfortable with it, I mean, they could use blogs as a journal of their student or of their written work.
Okay.
You know, they could, have them on the web, and they can go back to the those writings and, you know, check them and edit them as many times as they like.
Okay. You mentioned me before that you are a teacher at the British Council, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher at the British Council. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Have you had the chance to apply blogs on your courses, or are you planning to do some blog related activities?
Well, as I told you, I've been recently introduced in the ICT world.
Okay.
And I work mostly with other Web 2.0 tools such as which are a bit more private. However, it depends, you know. The problem is that usually my courses are months long, or 2 months, sorry, 2 months long.
Okay.
And we constantly change topics and stuff. We have to follow a syllabus. And for example, in high school, or if you're teaching in a school, I think you could have a longer project.
Yes, of course.
That which could result in a whole blog about a specific topic. But in 2 months, divided in four different topics, you have to plan it way beforehand.
Yes, of course. I imagine that since you're working at the British Council, you have to sort of stick to a certain, you just mentioned it, to a certain parameters and rules and such. And
yes.
And you're sort of, how do I say, you're kind of limited.
Yes, I mean, for example, we are informed of the level we are going to teach.
Okay.
Like a week before, and if we're lucky.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's 4 days before.
Wow.
Or 2 days before. So
what a rush.
Yes, and unless you have taught that level many, many times, and you could think of a way to just insert in blocks in the plan.
Because you know the group or the students, right?
No, I mean, sometimes we don't even know the students.
Oh.
So it's kind of hard to work with blocks.
Oh, I imagine.
In this situation, because, I mean, I'm projects, using a block for a project.
Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay, so, you know, with this explosion of applications, Web 2.0 tools, web pages, blogs, wikis, or podcasts, what is your take on the use of those tools in English as a second language teaching? And besides blogs, I mean, imagine using, I don't know, wikis or podcasts or even WordPress pages. Do you think that they are going to be, they're going to make the teachers work easier, or is going to be harder for them?
Well, it's going to be both easier and harder.
Why?
I'll tell you why. At least I work with wikis.
Okay.
Or I've worked with wikis recently, and if you have a wiki, it's easy to detect your students' mistakes and difficulties in their language production.
Okay.
Especially writing and listening, because you can give them extra material, and they write a lot. They write more in a wiki than they would do in a piece of paper.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it's more work for you, because you need to update the blog, you need to select material and create the pages, make them interesting. You need to really, really check your wiki every night. I mean, your work doesn't end in the classroom. You take it
to your home.
Outside the classroom, exactly, to your home.
But it's both easy and hard for us teachers. But
they are more rewarding.
Yes, of course, because since you're creating a web page, and it's not a work that not only the teacher is elaborating, also the students are participating in it. I mean, like in a wiki, both the teachers and the students are participating in the elaboration or the creation of material, or because you can make either a forum for discussion in a certain topic, like you say, in the environment, or talk about I don't know, preferences, whatever, based on the syllabus or the program that you're applying for a specific group of students. But do you think that with this current technology that we have, is it going to improve this said technology, or is or is it going to stay like it's going to stay like we have it right now, just wikis, blogs, podcasts, or WordPress pages, or is it going to be it's going to appear more and more and better tools for teaching?
Well, as long as technology keeps improving and keeps developing, teachers will have more and more ways to work and more resources, and we'll have to use them all.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll never stop learning and using new technologies, or we shouldn't, at least.
Yeah, we are sort of in a constant motion.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, because in my opinion, teachers nowadays, in order to prepare themselves and prepare, I mean, more elaborated activities, we should like stick to the new trends. In this case, the ICTs, like web pages, blogs, wikis, etc. Because, as you said before, it makes the job easier, but also it makes it hard. But at the end, it's more rewarding. And I think, in my opinion, that it lets us create a more suitable environment for the students in its technology. I mean, right now students, when kids, let's say, kids nowadays, they born with this knack for technology. They know how to use and operate a computer or a smartphone. So I think, in my opinion, we should gain this opportunity for them in the teaching world, don't you think?
Of course, I agree.
Okay, so that's a wrap, guys. Thank you, Diana, for visiting us here today in my blog and my podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you again for inviting me.
No, it was a pleasure. So we'll see you again in our next podcast. My name is Giacomo Americo, and this is an ICT Odyssey. So bye, guys. And thank you, Diane, again for visiting us.